Hello and welcome. You are listening to the Gay with God podcast, a safe place for us to share our stories and support one another. How long did we know? What challenges did we face? Did we lose our faith? When did we find our way back home? Or are we still searching? The stories you hear on this podcast will melt your heart and strengthen your belief that in God, all things are possible, and you can be, authentically, gay with the God of your understanding. I am your host, Midge Noble, and I am very honored that you are here. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Gay with God podcast. I'm so glad that you're here today and that you're listening, and I hope that you'll share and even write a review so that other people can know what you know about this podcast and what you're getting out of it. So today I want to remind you once again, and I'll keep plugging this because I'm so excited about it, that I will again take the Gay with God podcast live to the Wild Goose Festival. Those dates are July 11th through the 14th. The Wild Goose Festival is a transformational community grounded in faith-inspired social justice. It's a one-of-a-kind gathering that brings together activists, artists, and seekers from all walks of life to explore justice, art, spirituality, and community. The festival is at the Van Hoy Farms in Union Grove, North Carolina, and I'd love for you to join me there. I'm going live with a guest this year again, and I'm so excited to bring you Gail Tabor. I love the light that she puts out into the world, and I can't wait to bring her to the Gay with God family and let her tell her story. The other thing I'm really excited about, as I've told you before, if you've been listening, is that as one of my followers, you get a discount code that you can get $50 off the price of an adult weekend ticket. And if you go to the show page and look at the show notes at empoweredmidge.podbean.com, you'll be able to see the discount code. And when you go to get your tickets, you can put in that code and you will get $50 off. So I'm so excited. That is the Wild Goose Festival, July 11th through the 14th. Find your discount code for $50 off on the show page, empoweredmidge.podbean.com, under today's episode. So today I'm talking to you about your voice, and I'm asking the question, is our voices loud enough? Now, I've always been told that I have a very loud voice, and I used to get in trouble when I was little because my voice would be too loud. In church, we use microphones for lots of reasons. One, because we do have some elderly folks, and they need a little extra help in hearing the sermons and other people's readings. And because we stream online for our Sunday services, we want to be able to make sure that the online viewers can hear everything that is said. So even announcements, if someone comes in from the congregation, they come up to the lectern and they do those announcements from there so that the microphone can pick that up for the people who are viewing online. So that's a really cool thing. However, I probably wouldn't need a microphone, although I use it and I try to make sure that I don't project too much into the microphone and blow people's ears out. But that's not the voice I'm talking about. I'm not talking about whether or not it's loud enough necessarily in a church or that kind of thing. I am talking about something that I heard in church, though. So this past Sunday, I was actually one of the viewers online because I was up at Corgi Haven Lane and we had a wonderful weekend there. And so I streamed the church so that I could be a part of the service for Palm Sunday. And Reverend Mother Erica Takas, who is our interim priest, did for me an amazing job of setting the scene of Palm Sunday and Jesus coming in on the colt slash donkey, whichever version you read, and the crowd being so excited and yelling, Hosanna, Hosanna, and everybody waving the palms. And she did such a descriptive job of putting us in the scene, hearing the voices, feeling the air around the palms. Who would have come in last? Would they have breathed in the dirt of everybody running? It was just beautiful. She did a beautiful, beautiful job. And at the very end, she talked about all of the loud voices and how the voices switched from the happy, excited Hosanna voices to the crucify him voices. Now, if you're not familiar with that story, please message me, and I would love to have a conversation with you about that. But most people, I think, if they ever went to church, they knew about Palm Sunday and what that meant, and that it's actually the beginning of the week, the last week of Jesus's life on earth. And that scene that she set was just excellent. But toward the end, when she talked about that mob mentality and how all the people, we assume it was all the people being in a crowd and first saying Hosanna, and then when he is presented to the crowd, and the crowd turned on him, and they then started saying, "Crucify him, crucify him." And she did something that I had not heard anyone else say in one of these sermons, is that were all the voices, was it really the entire crowd, or was it just the loudest people in this crowd, the angriest people in the crowd? And that just banged me right in the heart. I was like, oh my gosh. Now, I may have misinterpreted what she was saying, but this is how I interpreted it for me. And as I go through the lay preaching initiative program that I'm in, we hear often that whatever sermon we preach, even though we have a message that we are trying to communicate, that we feel that we were given this message by God to give this to the people, they may hear it a totally different way. And often preachers are told that the person in the congregation got this particular thing, and I loved it when you said this. And the preacher may or may not have actually said that, but that's what the person heard. So often we get the sermon we need, even if the preacher is not necessarily preaching that particular sermon to everybody, but that's what we take away from it. So this is a Midge takeaway. And for me, when she preached that sermon on Sunday, I took away that there are a lot of angry voices out in the world today, a lot of them. And they are loud, and they are scary, and they come with a whole lot of threats, and they come with really a lot of ugliness and uncertainty. And it's a very difficult time to be listening to some people, even some of the people you love. And so those voices are really loud, and they're getting a lot of attention. And sometimes the really loud voices start to collect more people to their side because they seem to know what they're talking about, or at least they say what they're talking about really loudly, and it's kind of convincing, especially if that loud voice doesn't have anything that is said on the opposite side of what they're trying to communicate. So if somebody is saying that we all need to stop buying all food in the grocery store, and we need to all be farmers again, and we all need to buy seeds and grow our own food and stop this awful shopping center food and all the chemicals that's in it. Now, there's a point of truth to that, right? Like, we don't want a lot of chemicals in our food, and yes, it is more wholesome probably to grow your own food. And however, that is something that you want to be able to make a decision about. You may want to have a conversation. You may want to ask questions about that. And what if I live in an apartment? What am I going to grow? Where am I going to grow it? Yeah, how's that going to work? How am I going to keep my food free of chemicals if I have to put chemicals on it to stop bugs from eating all my food so that I have food to eat? There's so many questions that people need to ask about things when it's just put out there that we all need to do this one thing. We all need to believe the same thing. We all need to look the same way. We all need to love the same type of people. Those voices can get really, really loud. And we have to understand that if nobody hears the other side of that, then we are left without a voice at all. And I don't want that. And I don't think you want that. So how loud are our voices? Now, I don't want to be loud, angry loud. I don't want to be disrespectful. I don't want to be abusive in my language. So how do we let our voices be heard amidst all of the angry rhetoric that we're hearing today? And one of the ways I'm doing it is with this podcast. I put out things that I am passionate about. I bring on guests that I really think have a story to tell. And I don't always know the stories. Seriously, there are times that I will book a guest and I have no idea what they're going to say. And I like it that way. But I also know that if they're here to tell their story on the Gay with God podcast, then if they are identifying as LGBTQIA+, they have the story that we want to hear. When I book an ally or I book someone who is a minister and may not be a gay minister, I definitely usually have a conversation with them before because I don't want to bring you something that is going to be hurtful and be something that is going to undo the work you've done to reclaim your faith and honor your story if you're on that path. So the voices that we have are voices of inclusion. They're voices of acceptance. They're voices of diversity, equitable, equality voices. Those are the voices that need to get louder. Those are the voices that need to be heard when somebody is saying that we're going to stop gay marriage. We're going to end it, just like we ended Roe versus Wade. We're going to end it. Our voices need to be loud enough to be heard to every representative out there, whether they're going to vote your way or not. They need to know how you feel. Our representatives need to know how we vote. Our representatives need to know what we value. We have the whole white nationalist, non-Christian people voting their way to cleanse the earth, to make it their white way, to make it their beliefs. And the rest of us, if we sit there just hoping that it's not going to be bad, we have not used our voice to put out into the universe what we desire, what we expect. And I do expect to keep my life, my wife, my rights. I expect to include more rights for us in the marginalized communities. I want us to have a voice and a seat at the table, and I want us to use our powerful voices, not just our votes, but we need to get it out to people who don't even know the difference between the rhetoric that is toxic and the Jesus movement way of life. And even if you don't believe in your faith that Jesus has already come, all faiths, all religions, however it's framed, if we are leading with love, we are leading the way that Jesus on this earth talked about it. Whether you see him as the Son of God, the Christ, the Messiah that died on the cross, rose, came, is going to come back, or if you see him as a prophet, a rabbi, a teacher who had love in his heart, like some of the other prophets that we had on a spiritual basis throughout the generations, you still want what they're preaching. You still want what they're talking about. We want rights. We want equitability. We want equality. We want safety. We want our bodies to be respected. We want to be able to choose for ourselves what's going to happen in our life. That's where our voices need to be loud enough to be heard, and we need many of our voices together. We will vote together, we will speak together, and we will be heard as a very large group if we all band together to speak out. And I will tell you, I'll be the first to tell you, and I've said it before, I am not always that political. I don't understand politics. I don't understand all the ins and outs and all the money and how it costs that much to do all these things. And I don't understand it. But I do know that it's powerful. And I do know that the ugliness that's being talked everywhere, on every medium. You can see it. You can hear it. You can feel the power behind the hate. You can feel the uncomfortable tug in your heart, not really knowing for sure what's going to happen. And the one thing that can set us up to have a positive outcome is to make sure that our voices are heard. It's not a guarantee. It's not. And that's what makes it scary. And yet at the end of the day, if we know we've done all we possibly can to make this outcome be good for everybody, then we have to take it the way it lands. And then we go on another whole path. And I promise you, I'm not going to leave you behind. I will be there no matter what happens in November. We will be still talking and processing it and banding together. However, we need to make sure that we've done all we can do. You know, we're in the basketball tournament now, and we talk about leaving it all on the court, you know, or whatever sport you do, but leave it all out on the court. Don't leave a game and know that you could have done something more. You could have played a little bit better. Now, we all have off games, right? But you know that you want to do your ultimate best on that day. And if you do that and you still lose the game, you know that you can be proud of the effort that you put into it. And then we grieve together. And then we figure out how to redo the things that went wrong and make them a little bit better. So in our life, we don't want to leave anything for chance. We don't want to leave any part of us untapped. If we can write letters, write letters. If we can donate money, donate money. If we can speak up on any format that you have or medium that you put your words out there, do it. And if somebody doesn't like what we're talking about, then we may lose that person. However, if somebody hears something that they had never heard before and then they think, I can do something. Maybe you can transport somebody to the voting booth. Maybe you can transport somebody to a meeting that's being held so that they can get more information about what's going on. Maybe you can volunteer at the polls. Whatever it is that you are able to do, do it. Do it now. Keep doing it until we are at the time where there's nothing left to do. And it is my great hope that we'll see a victory for human rights across our land. What do we have to lose? Everything. I know that sounds dramatic, and I'm sure we'll survive it, but it's going to be ugly for lots of people. There are going to be lots of people who are forced back to countries that they should not be living in. There are going to be people who continue to lose their personal rights, and there are people that are going to be hurt even more than we're hurt and killed now, because there will be an open season on minorities of every kind. So this is really important, and I can't emphasize it enough, and I am afraid. I'm trying not to be afraid, but I can tell you I'm afraid. I'm afraid of the hate. I'm afraid of the ugliness. I'm afraid of the violence and how powerful that is, and how out of touch some people seem to be with reality and understanding that we are all humans and that our lives matter. All of our lives matter. And it scares me that some people are so enraged with hate toward anyone who doesn't look like or believe like they do, that we are all in jeopardy. So I implore you to figure out where you are with your voice and how can you increase the volume enough in how you present yourself, in what you talk about, in how you lead your life during the next few months. What volume do you want to be? Hosanna or crucify? I love you guys, and thank you so much for listening. Thank you for sharing. I hear things all the time about how this podcast and the things we talk about really do impact people's lives, and you might be one of the ones that it impacted. So thank you for tuning in, for listening. Thank whoever shared this podcast maybe with you so that you were able to hear it. Thank you for being a voice of love and compassion, and may we always stand together, because that's how our voices will be louder. Remember to check out our Facebook group, Gay with God, where we do a monthly group entitled My Faith Journey. If you need support and you need help on your faith journey, either coming out or reclaiming your faith and honoring your story, please go to the show page at empoweredmidge.podbean.com and scroll all the way down to the bottom to see how to connect with me. And you can also find me on my website, gaywithgod.com, and there are places where you can click on to get your confidential session with me to just meet and greet and see how we interact with each other and if we're a good match. And remind yourself to continue to share this with people who may need that. And I'm always available to have a conversation with someone confidentially without charge, just to see if we are a good match. So please let people know that I'm available to assist them. If you are listening to this podcast and are questioning whether you can be gay and be in a relationship with the God of your understanding, if you identify as LGBTQIA+, are not even sure if you are gay, God has always been within you. Even when you didn't know it, you have always been gay with the God of your understanding. Thank you, everybody. Stay tuned to see how you can join the Gay with God community. And as always, you are loved.
I want to invite you to become a part of the Gay with God community. How can you do that? Stay connected by messaging me your thoughts and comments in the comment section under the downloads of the show on the Gay with God show page. Subscribe to this podcast wherever you listen and share so we can increase our community outreach and be a light to those who are struggling to claim their faith. Consider being a sponsor so I can highlight your service in our community. We are all worthy of respect and a relationship with the God of our understanding. I want to thank you in advance for supporting this podcast. Together, we as a community will keep this show visible and our community stronger.
Deep gratitude to my friend Tim McClendon of Tim McClendon Music for allowing me to use an excerpt from Interlude 4, a song found on his CD entitled Sundance.